From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. No overseas air show for Governor Rick Scott this year. In 2012 and 13, he took trade mission trips to Paris and London for air shows, but Scott is not going this year. Instead, the Secretary of Commerce will lead a delegation of 11 state companies. Florida does have a mix of airports and military installations and is a leading state when it comes to aerospace. While Governor Scott has taken 10 trips abroad, his last year, to Japan. He's taken more trade trips abroad than former Governor Charlie Crist did during his 4 years in office. Here's a perfect story for lunchtime because it's mango time. The Fairchild Tropical Botanical Garden celebrated mangoes from different parts of the world this weekend. WLRN intern Carla Javier was there for the 22nd annual. This time it focused on mangoes from Colombia.
The juices, chutneys, desserts, and mango wine sold in Mango Village at Fairchild's International Mango Festival hold plenty of allure. There's even the world's only mango auction.
Welcome, welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, you need to get a bitter paddle if you're going to participate.
But according to Dr. Richard Campbell, the festival is not just for buying and selling mango products. It's educational. He is the director of horticulture at Fairchild and co-hosts the auction.
They all have a story. They're all named for a person, a country, an event, a place. They all have a genetic history plus a cultural history, an ethnic history. And so we, in about 15 seconds, I have to kind of try to summarize that.
One of the hundreds of fruits sold at the auction was the Colombian Vallenato.
That's the mango that can travel well. It's red. It tastes like apricots. It has more balance with sweet and acid. Then it's more appealing for everybody.
That's Noris Ledesma. She's from Colombia and curated the fruits for the auction.
This is Vallenato.
I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul.